You have your Bibles this morning, you'll turn to the book of St. Luke. St. Luke chapter 6, if you will, stand with us for the reading of the Word of God in verse 38. Give, and it shall be given unto you. Good measure, pressed down, shaken together, running over, shall men give into your bosom. For with the same measure that ye meet, withal it shall be measured to you again. You may be seated. I'd like to talk to you for just a few minutes this morning on the subject of giving. I have been preaching to you last Sunday. I preached to you on blessed to be poor. I know y'all ain't never heard a sermon like that in your life. But Jesus said it, so I said it. And then I preached to you on Sunday night on woe to the rich. You probably ain't never heard a sermon like that either, but Jesus said it, so I went ahead and said it. And this morning, I'm going to preach to you, the Lord willing, for just a few minutes on the blessing of giving. Now, the Bible has some startling things to say about giving. In the book of Acts chapter 20, Paul told the Ephesian elders, if I'm telling you something that Jesus said, it is more blessed to give than to receive. Now, one of the most common sins among men is covetousness. It's probably the most common sin among the holiness people. And in fact, probably the most common sin in the church world in general is the sin of covetousness. Paul was a Pharisee. If you tried to put your finger on his life, he said concerning the righteousness which was in the law, I was blameless. But when he became aware of his sin, this was the commandment that caught him. He said, the commandment said, thou shalt not covet. And that commandment, when he understood that commandment, he realized the filthiness, the sin, the fallenness that was in him when he heard that commandment, thou shalt not covet. Covetousness, as I've mentioned a lot of times, is not just wanting what's your neighbor's, but covetousness is this unholy dissatisfaction with what God has allowed you. So that you're always striving for a little bit more in order to make you happy. And anybody who has that spirit will never be happy in life, because it's always going to take a little bit more to make them happy. And it was John D. Rockefeller was asked, Mr. Rockefeller, he's the richest man maybe in America, whatever, at that time. And he's asked the question, how much will it take to make you satisfied? He said, a little bit more. And that's the attitude of the covetous man. A little bit more will make me satisfied. But the Bible teaches us that when we get saved and we pass from death unto life and we put off the old man and we put on the new man. The old man is grasping, the new man is giving. And this is the opposite of the covetous attitude, is that we become giving people whenever we are changed by the power of the Spirit of God, reborn, we have a new birth, and we change from being grasping to giving. That is the difference Christ makes in our life. So we want to give. Instead of getting, we find out it is more blessed to give than to receive. I mean, Jesus said that, and He really meant that. And He said to us in this text, this is the words of Jesus, give, and it shall be given unto you. Good measure, pressed down, running over, shall men give into your bosoms. Giving is a blessing. Now, I want to say this before I move on, that there are people who give, and who give in the wrong attitude and wrong spirit. It don't do them a bit of good in the eyes of God. The Bible says concerning the Pharisees, they were at the same time both covetous and giving. They gave alms, but when they gave alms, they blowed a trumpet on the street to let everybody know what they had just done. So they called attention to their giving in order to receive glory of men. They were at the same time covetous and giving, but their giving was done in order to glorify themselves. But the child of God who's been changed, who has this attitude of giving, he understands that we are to let our light so shine before men that they may see our good works and glorify our Father which is in heaven. So the idea of giving in our mind is not to bring glory to ourselves, but to bring glory unto our Father. So that those people who benefit from our giving realize that it comes because of the grace of God in our life and give glory unto God. We give. The Bible teaches us tithing. You know, the Old Testament, Brother Eddie taught us this in Sunday school the other day about tithing commencing before the law. It was followed through in the law. Jesus himself commended it, saying to the Pharisees, "You pay tithes of mint and anise in coming." And he said, "You've omitted the weightier matters of the law, love, mercy, and truth." And he said, "These things ye ought to have done, and not to leave the other undone." So he commended tithing. Jesus commended tithing. And so tithing is one way that we give. The Bible teaches us in the book of 1 Corinthians chapter 16 and verse 2 that when the church assembled on the first day of the week, this was one part of their worship. They came together to give. That was part of their worship. They assembled together on the first day to give. So giving was part of the weekly cycle of that early church. And when they came together, this was part of their worship, they came and gave. You know, when you take out the offering plate sometimes, people that's been having a wonderful time worshiping God, all of a sudden, it just dies in them. That worship spirit just dies in them. But I'm telling you, it ought to just get cranked up then, because that's an opportunity for you to get a real blessing. It is more blessed to give than it is to receive. And the Bible teaches us not only that we give tithes, and that tithe means 10%, in case you didn't know. That's what it means, 10%. And, you know, that means if I made $500 this week, $20 is not tithes. That's not tithes. That means 10%, which is the foundation for our giving. In the Old Testament, Malachi taught us, Brother Eddie taught us in Sunday school the other Sunday, Malachi said, God said to the children of Israel through Malachi, "You've robbed me." Oh, they said, "How have we robbed you?" He said, "You have robbed me in tithes and offerings." You know, it's one thing to rob me, but something else to rob God. And a lot of people don't think anything about sinning against God who wouldn't dare do anything against their neighbor. They wouldn't go down to the local store and rob the store. They wouldn't steal something from their neighbor, but they think nothing about robbing from God. You know, that's just true in a lot of sins against God, that people don't consider sin against God to be very serious. But they wouldn't dare sin against their neighbor, as if God don't matter. But this is the foundation of our giving. He said, "You've robbed me in tithes and in offerings," he said. So God has designated His people. You know, in the Old Testament, they had three sets of tithes. There wasn't just one tithing that they gave. They had three sets of tithes to give. Sometimes we think 10% is a whole lot, but them folks had three sets of tithes in the Old Testament. And God wanted us, not just them, but us as well, He wanted them to realize the value of His blessings, the value of Himself, so that we learn to give, not grudgingly. He said, but God loves a cheerful giver. That is somebody who's giving from their heart because they love God, because God has blessed them. In honor to God, they give to God cheerfully out of their heart. Now you talk about having a worship service, brother. When we get a hold of this, and we get out the offering plate, hallelujah, smiles come on faces and hands go in the air and say, "Praise God, it's our time to give." You know, worship is something, you don't come to church, worshiping God is not something that you come in order to get, it's something you come to give. Worship is giving. It's giving to God that which is His due. It's giving to God the glory that's due unto His name. It's offering unto God what really belongs to Him. That's what worship is. A lot of people come to church and say, I came to get a blessing. Hey, look, if you want to get a blessing, then you come to give to God the glory that's due unto His name, and you will be blessed when your attitude is giving. Yeah, that's when you really, really find out how blessed it is to worship God. Hallelujah. Giving. Tithes and offerings. Give. And He said, it shall be given unto you. You know, a lot of people pinch that penny till... Who's on that penny? Abraham Lincoln? Y'all have heard him holler? They get squeezed hard, I'm telling you. But, you know, when we understand how blessed it is, what a blessing it is to give, and we begin to turn loose in the name of Jesus for the glory of God, giving to the cause of Christ, giving to those that are in need. I told you last time, talking about the poor, and the Bible tells us, he that turneth away his ear from the cry of the poor, he himself shall cry and not be heard. Oh yeah. You know what that means? That means that we have opportunity to do good to the poor, to those that are in need, and we don't do it, and we get in need in some way, and we go to God and say, God, please, 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 and God's going to say, you remember that poor person that was in need, and you turned away your ear from the cry of that poor person, and now you want me to help you, and you wouldn't help them? He that turneth away his ear from the cry of the poor, he shall cry himself and shall not be heard, the Bible says. Do you think there'll ever be a time that you'll be in need? Maybe not physical need, or monetary need. Some of you have got plenty of money, and you don't even dream of a day when you're going to need to cry to somebody for money, but there's going to come a time when you're going to be in some kind of need. Your fingernails are going to turn blue too. Your breath's going to get short too. There's going to come a time you're going to need God. It may be your wife or your son or your daughter that's pushing up against eternity's door unexpectedly. And you're going to need God. I mean, you've got to have help and have help right now. And you're going to cry to God, and God's going to say, hey, look, you remember? Somebody cried. You turned a deaf ear. Now then you're crying to me. And I'm going to turn a deaf ear. He said, he that turneth away his ear from the cry of the poor, he shall cry himself and shall not be heard, the Bible says. Give and it shall be given unto you. The Bible says in Ecclesiastes chapter 11, it says, cast your bread upon the waters and it shall return unto you after many days. And you know, when you open your heart to God, and you open your heart to the poor, and you give for the Lord's sake in the name of Jesus, and you give for the glory of God, there'll be a day, brother, it'll come back to you. It'll come back to you. Give and it shall be given unto you. Good measure, pressed down and running over. A lot of people go through life doing without. I mean, all the time struggling. Never give to God. You understand? Never give to God. And always wondering why. Can't hardly make it. But I'm telling you, when you put God first in your life, oh yeah, when by faith you give to God, I'm telling you, when you feel like you can't give to God, you just don't have enough to give to God. But when you give to God by faith, and brother, the Lord commends that. I'm not just telling you something out of my own heart and mind. I'm telling you something that the Lord commends. He watched the little widow woman go through the line at the temple, watching the people drop their money in the temple treasury. He said to his disciples, hey, come here. I want you to see something. I want you to notice that little woman right there, that little widow woman. He said, all those men up ahead of her, rich men, they put in out of their abundance. They had abundance left. But that little woman, he said she dropped in two mites and gave everything that she had. He said she gave more than all of the rest of them. You see, Jesus commended that woman. That woman didn't have money to give, but she gave in faith that God would take care of her. Gave everything she had. Jesus saw that. It was a testimony of what was already in that woman's heart. She'd committed everything to God. You know, our pocketbook really is a testimony of our heart a lot of times. What have we given to God? How much of ourselves have we given to God? That little woman gave everything she had in that offering. It was a testimony of the fact that she had given everything to God. She was trusting in God. She was living by faith. She was offering everything unto the Lord. Hallelujah. Give, it shall be given unto you. Oh, yeah. He said men will give to you. Oh, yeah. You know, if you are a liberal soul and you give and you share with other people, there'll come a time, Paul told about taking up the offering for the Jerusalem Christians. They're in need, he said. He said, I don't want to rob you. He said, I want you to share of your abundance so that when there comes a time when you're in need, then others will share with you and there'll be a equality and nobody will be lacking. That's what he said. So that when we give to others, there'll come a time we'll need. And those that we have given to will remember the liberality of our soul toward them and give in return. Now, I'm going to close out here. I ain't going to worry you too long about giving. I don't want you to get mad at me, too mad at me. But I want you to know this. God don't tell us to do something He don't do Himself. And so when the Lord exhorts us to give, He's just telling us to be like Himself. For the Bible says that Jesus, though He were rich, yet He became poor. That we, through His poverty, might be made rich, the Bible says. Jesus had everything in heaven that He could possibly want, possibly desire, walked away from the riches in heaven, came into this earth, suffered among us, was a poor man, born to a poor family, lived a poor life, became poor, that ye through His poverty might be made rich. I'm telling you, brother, I'm rich this morning because Jesus became poor. I'm rich. You couldn't prove it by my bank account, but I'm telling you, I'm rich this morning. Believe it or not, I'm rich. Jesus Christ, the Son of God, who came into this world, became poor that I might be made rich. I'm rich because Jesus lives in me. I don't go around grumbling and complaining about my bank account, how poor I am, what I lack, what I need. If I need anything, just go to God. God, You said You'd meet my needs. Hallelujah. So I don't need me going around complaining to people. I'm, this way or that way or the other way. Just go to God and say, God, You told me in Your Word, my God, to supply all Your needs according to His riches and glory by Christ Jesus. I believe it, Lord. I'm a-trusting in You. I'm telling you, God has met my needs when it didn't seem like there was no way for it to happen. God has met my needs, brother. Oh, yes. He's a miracle-working God, a prayer-answering God, a God whose eyes are upon the righteous, His ears open to their cry. You can trust Him. I said, you can trust Him. Hallelujah. He'll do the trust. Oh, yeah. Darrell, you got a job because Jesus loves you. Oh, yeah. Hallelujah. I'm telling you, it's a miracle. It was a miracle. Living in a community like we live in, depressed economy, everybody looking for jobs and can't find jobs. And he has a particular kind of job, a technical job, and lost that job and no way he could get another job. But God made him a job. I'm telling you, brother, God hears and answers prayer. Hallelujah. Oh, yeah, you can trust Him. I say you can trust Him. Hallelujah. Give, and it shall be given to you. Not just by men, but God will give to you. I'm telling you, He'll open up the windows of heaven, He said, and pour out a blessing upon your soul. You can't hardly receive, He said. Listen, brother, trust Him. Give, and it shall be given unto you. Oh, yeah. I'll pour out a blessing upon you. You can't hardly receive, He said. Oh, yeah. There'll be a time, if you open up to God, there'll be a time God will pour it out on you so heavy you say, God, I don't know if I can stand any more of this. Give and it shall be given unto you. Good measure, pressed down, running over, he said. You know, Sister Gita, I want you to come to the piano and just play softly. That don't mean much. I called the piano the other night, must have preached 30 minutes after she got there, so that don't mean much. Just hold on. But listen, the Bible tells us that God is not tempted with evil. He don't tempt any man. Woo, hallelujah. Hallelujah. God don't tempt any man. He loves us. He wants what's best for us. God is not tempted with evil. And neither tempteth he any man. And just below there it says this. We know that every good gift and every perfect gift is from above and cometh down from the Father of lights, with whom is no variableness, neither shadow of turning. You don't get nothing bad from God. I'm telling you, you don't get nothing bad from God. Every good gift, every perfect gift is from above and cometh down from the Father of lights, with whom is no variableness, neither shadow of turning. Brother and sister, let me tell you something. God gives to you every day. I'm telling you, He gives to you every day. Every day God gives to you. I got up this morning early. Spent a long time praying. Went in my kitchen. Found me some cereal milk, packed some crackers and peanut butter, little can of yogurt. Don't that sound good, young folks? And the Lord put that on my table. God put that on my table. I was tired and weary when I went to bed last night. I got up this morning refreshed in body. I'm just a feeling good in my body and a feeling good in my soul. God gives us health, brother and sister. We take it for granted. I'm telling you, we take it for granted. God gives us health. Oh, yeah. Jerry, it's something you don't appreciate till you lost it, do you? I'm telling you, it's something to be thankful for. You can get up in the morning, wiggle around, walk. Do your duties. God gives us every day a measure of health, strength. Every morning, His mercies are new. Hallelujah. Every morning, God renews His mercy, grace in our life. Listen, children. You don't have to have coffee to make you happy. I'm not preaching against coffee now. But I'm telling you, you don't have to have a cup of coffee to make you smile. You don't have to have a cup of coffee for everybody to get along with you. If you've got Jesus, I said if you've got Jesus, if you've got the blessings of God in your soul, you don't have to have a cup of coffee for everybody to get along with you. You can praise God in the mornings and praise God in the noontime and praise God in the evening when you've got Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, glory to God, glory to God, glory to God. I say every one of us ought to get up in the morning with the praises of God on our lips, thanking God for His blessings, giving God the glory. God has been good to us and gives to us every day of our life. Gives to us every day of our life. We ought to praise Him, brother, and give glory to God. Hey, I know y'all good enough. I could go through this congregation and point out so many of you and tell you how God's been good to you and tell you what God's done for you. Hey, God's been good to us. He gives and gives and gives again. Hallelujah. Oh, glory to God. He's not asking us to do anything that He hadn't set the pattern for. Hallelujah. Oh, glory to God. I'm just thankful He never quit giving. I'm thankful He's still giving this morning. God's still on the giving hand this morning. Praise God. Brother Eddie and him sang that song, I'm going to run on. Got to run on. They're saying, come on. Hallelujah. I thought about Sandra while we were singing that song. How God gave her salvation right at the close of her life. He's still a giving, brother. I said He's still a giving. Praise God. He's still a sanctifying heart. He's still filling with the Holy Ghost. God's still healing sick bodies. God's still encouraging discouraged hearts. God's still giving. Hallelujah. He's still meeting needs this morning. Oh, yeah. He wants to meet needs right here in this service this morning. God knows our need. He said He knows our need before we ever ask Him. But He said, ask, you shall receive. Seek, ye shall find. Knock, and it shall be opened unto you, He said. Brother, He's still giving this morning. Would you stand with us? Maybe there's somebody in this congregation. You're needing something from God. God is a giving God. He doesn't command us to do what He's unwilling to do Himself. God is giving. Giving this morning. If there's anybody in this congregation this morning that you need God, you need His help, God's still giving. Still giving today.
To thank Him for.
Ooh, hallelujah.
I've got so much. So much. To thank Him for so much.
So much.
To praise Him for. You see. He has been so good to me.
So much
to thank Him for.
Sing it again.
I've got so much to thank Him for.
So much
to praise Him for.
You see, He has been so good to me.
I'll sing of what He's
hallelujah.
Done and where.
Oh, hallelujah.
Hold me from my God. So
hallelujah.
Much to thank Him for.
Sing it again. Oh, I've got
so much to thank Him for.
So much
to praise Him for.
You see. Father, in the name of Jesus,
sometimes
we give praise unto You this morning for this wonderful privilege of worshiping You. God, You deserve glory. You deserve praise. You deserve honor for what You have done. God, don't let us fail to praise You. Don't let us fail to give glory to You. God, help us to give. Even as You have given unto us, Lord, help us to give cheerfully, joyfully, out of what God has blessed us with, that the name of Jesus may be glorified through us, Lord, in this world. as we give in the name of Jesus. Let our light so shine before men, they may see our good works and glorify our Father which is in heaven. And Father, we'll praise and thank you for it. In the name of Jesus, amen.